You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, the Great Divide has been flawlessly executed. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, every line of division that can be exploited has been exploited. Think about it. Gender, class, ethnicity, orientation, all of it. And now you have a new line that's being exploited. Vaxxed versus unvaxxed. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, this article from the Huffington Post makes it crystal clear just how truly divided this society has become. Now, this article was published on the 24th of July. A vaccination or this marriage? Conspiracy theories are tearing couples apart. Now, this being a Huffington Post article, we already know the direction in which it is going to be heavily slanted towards, and we know the direction that they're going to be heavily slanted against. And it's a very long article with a lot of fluff, so I'm just going to hit the major bullet points. Lucy, 59 years old. And gentlemen, I want you to pay close attention to the ages of the people that are mentioned in this article. A 59-year-old metastatic breast cancer patient from Washington State got vaccinated, which was a matter of life and death. Her husband begged her not to get the shot. At the outset of the pandemic, Lucy's husband and partner of 7 years, Shane, was as cautious as everyone else about the virus. But as the crisis dragged on, 60-year-old Shane spent months cooped up inside on YouTube and Facebook, where a vortex of Charlie 19 conspiracy theory videos were waiting for him. Many declared the virus was nothing to fear, that it was the vaccines he should really be afraid of. Before long, he was also tuning into the increasingly malicious disinformation networks, Newsmax and OAN, which regularly rehashed the lies he'd been fed online. He was completely enthralled, Lucy said. Over time, his worldview did a complete 180. Now, they want to talk about how the right is spreading misinformation, but yet, what is the left spreading? Doom and gloom. Get this or you're going to die. Shane is among millions of Americans who have fallen prey to the quote-unquote Charlie 19 infodemic. Wow! They even came up with a term for it. The maelstrom of false and misleading information about Charlie 19 that has gone viral during the pandemic, drastically hindering the nation's recovery. Wow! They are not holding back with their version of misinformation. Hyper-politicized anti-vaccine propaganda has reached countless U.S. households, largely by way of Fox News, far-right media outlets, GOP lawmakers, and right-wing influencers. Wow, gentlemen, just wow. As terrifying conspiracy theories about the vaccines, supposedly lethal and nefarious development, spread like wildfire across social media. Okay, since social media is the information battleground, why is it that so many people who are against this were censored? See, that's a question that any person with common sense would sit back and ask. Wait a minute, you only want to feed me one side of the equation? But what about the opposing side? Oh, no, 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 no. See, that right there qualifies as misinformation and propaganda for your argument. Just saying. HuffPost talked to 5 men and women whose marriages are crumbling or have already collapsed under the weight of viral anti-vaccine disinformation. Most said they did their best to tolerate their spouse's embrace of conspiracy theories amid the pandemic until it came to the vaccines, when those delusions suddenly posed a direct threat to their well-being or that of their children. Wow. Just wow. Now, these are some of the quotes from some of the people. And once again, pay attention to the ages. He said, if I take the vaccine, I could pack my bags and leave his kids here. Hannah, 38. She thinks the doctors are in on it, that they're part of Big Pharma and they're working together behind the Charlie 19 hoax. Harrison, 52. The day I figured out I deliberately had to go get the gas, or excuse me, I fucked that all up. The day I figured I definitely had to go was when I was sneaking out of my way to get my vaccine and felt like it would have been better had I been seeing another woman. James, 54. Gentlemen, you can look and read the rest of this article. However, it's the same doom and gloom, blaming the right, blah, blah, blah. Personally, I'm so sick of this because I want to say something. And this was actually a comment I left on a Young Ripper 59 video a long time ago. But I think it's outright insidious what's happening. But I'll just simply say this. People have been made so afraid to die that they've lost their will to live. Yeah. You know, get the jab or you're gonna die a horrible death. Man, when you've got one group of people who are constantly pushing doom and gloom, naturally, you're gonna have another group of people saying, you know what? I don't wanna deal with this. Now, isn't it funny? The people who are like, I'm not going to take the poke, they're not trying to push anything on the people who have taken the jab. People like us are more like a, you know what, live and let live. If you want to take the jab, it's your choice. I'm not going to down you for it. However, the people who have taken the jab, they have a whole industry behind them trying to force and shame other people into taking the jab. See, that's why I say, no, 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 no. I can't rock with you. I can't. Now, insofar as my particular set of circumstances, only speaking for me, you know, the meat sack where she works, I can make a logical decision and say, yeah, I understand why you have to take the jab. Now, my oldest two, they're adults. They can make their own decision. My youngest, he's not of the age to where he might need to take the jab. But, I've already mulled over and thought about it. If he is of age to where he has to make a choice to get the jab, I told the meat sack, I am not opposed to it because of your line of work. See, I can make that logical decision. However, if you guys turn to me and say, well, we don't really want you around because you haven't taken the jab, then you know what? Cool. Stay over there. I'll stay over here. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sleep well at night. Your choice is your choice. My choice is my choice. I'm not going to force mine on you. Don't force yours onto me. When did we start being... Oh, wait a minute. That's a rhetorical question. We've always been a divided society. Always. But as long as people can have the illusion that somehow we're this nice mesh of people and everything is okay, that's the beautiful lie that everybody wants to accept. However, the ugly truth is this society has become so much more divided. But when I look out and I see everything, I just refer back to my five favorite words, my personal philosophy. It is what it is. You know, it is what it is. Family ties have literally been weaponized in this. You guys will remember the video that I did, Here We Go Again, where I talked about the guy who was in the checkout line, who talked about his daughter telling him if he didn't get the jab, that he couldn't see his grandson. Yeah, that right there, when you've gone that far on either side, then yeah, you know that those family ties are done. But once again, it is what it is. But here's the one irrefutable truth. When you have someone say to you, if you decide not to get the jab, and they ask you why, simply tell them, what's the point? Jabbed, unjabbed, everybody's going to die. See, when people try to hit me with that, they know they cannot argue me when I tell them that. It doesn't matter. You could have the jab. You could be on your way home from getting the jab, and you can get hit by a drunk driver. Completely and totally random. It doesn't matter how you die. Everybody's going to die. Period. Point blank. You could fall dead of an aneurysm right now. Hell, you could get attacked by a pack of wild pit bulls. Just saying. Death is death. Doesn't matter if you die from Charlie 19 or you die from colon cancer. Dead is dead. So, I personally choose not to live my life in fear because I know eventually I'm going to have a meeting with death. Everybody is going to have a meeting with death. So, stop fearing the inevitable. Just saying. But, read the whole article. Let me know what you guys think. Have you had this possibility of having someone in your family use your family ties against you? Leave it in the comments section below. And let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and the propaganda, fear-mongering, and all that will go out right along with it. Because everybody is going to have a date with death. Doesn't matter if you're jabbed or not. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.